Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current. Then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed you. Do, do. He died to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to. As soon as salty water,
not too good for drinking,
'cause it tastes just like a teardrop. Which is just about to bubble now. Think about your trouble.
Finally, the two travelers reached what appeared to be the entrance to the pointless forest. It was a huge thorny barrier with a small sign at its base which read, "This way." Once on the other side of the barrier, Oblio and Arrow had their first encounter with the pointless man, or the pointed man, depending upon your point of view. You see, the pointless man did have a point. In fact, he had hundreds of them, all pointing in different directions. But as he so quickly pointed out, a point in every direction is the same as no point at all. And speaking of points, I don't know if you've ever been to a pointless forest, but a forest is a forest. And one of the first things Oblio and Arrow noticed about the pointless forest was that all the leaves on all the trees had points. And all the trees had points. In fact, even the branches of all the trees pointed in different directions, which seemed a little strange for a pointless forest. And when the pointed man disappeared, Oblio and Arrow were left standing alone, wondering what to do next, when suddenly they were aware of a strange sound coming in from the north. And when they looked up, there was a giant swarm of bees headed straight for them. So, to seek cover, they jumped inside a hollow log, but when the bees attacked, the log was jarred loose and it tumbled down a steep hill and careened and crashed finally into the base of a most unusual rock pile. In fact, the rock man. And the rock man said,
"Say, what's happening with you boys? You look like you're pretty shook up. You've been goofing with the bees."
And Oblio told the rock man that they were banished and asked them whether or not this was the pointless forest. And the rock man said,
"Say, baby, there's nothing pointless about this gig. The thing is, you see what you want to see, and you hear what you want to hear. Dig. Did you ever see Paris?
No.
Would you ever see New Delhi?
So no.
Well, that's it. You see what you want to see, and you hear what you want to hear."
And with that, the rock man fell soundly asleep, leaving Oblio and Arrow once again all alone. So they continued on through the pointless forest until, Suddenly, Arrow, who had been running a few yards ahead of Oblio, disappeared into a hole. The point of no return.